We pray. Guide us, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrims through this barren land. Amen. Last time, I spoke to you about the faith of the wise men and how their faith moved them to make a long and difficult journey just to see a little baby. By faith, they did this. The 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews speaks of other people whose faith moved them. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. And as the book of Hebrews is going on presenting what all of these people did by faith, in the midst of it, it says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And in the process of picturing these journeys of faith, the writer says this: these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and having greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Kind of reminds one of the pioneers who loaded their families and their belongings into a covered wagon and set out on a journey across the American wilderness. In a sense, they too were being motivated by faith. Faith in men and faith in themselves. They believed the human reports that out west there was gold to be found and silver, or the reports that there was fertile farmland out there. They believed in human leaders who would guide the wagon train across the wilderness to their land of hope. Some of them found what they wanted. Some of them did not. Many of them died along the way. In the end, however, even for those who found their promised land, it didn't last very long, for they grew old and they died and lost everything that they hoped to gain. The people of faith mentioned in our text did not put trust in human beings, but in God alone. They trusted in his words, his promises. They trusted that what he had promised is eternal. Moreover, unlike the pioneers, they were not looking for earthly treasures or a promised land here on earth. Rather, they acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God has prepared for them a city. In our religion classes, as we study the lives of these people, we marvel over the journeys that they were willing to make, sometimes not even knowing their destination. And they did it because they believed. And we marvel over the sufferings that they were willing to endure because they believed. Each step of the way, each lash of the whip, they kept before their eyes the promise of the Savior. The Savior who would, at the time of His choosing, take them to the home that they were really looking for, the home in heaven. The song of their hearts must have been very similar to the words that we sing in hymn 552. Would you open your hymnals and sing with those people of faith the words of verse 8 in 552. Did you just express your faith? Do you live by this faith? I pray that, like those people mentioned in Hebrews, so each of you is even now living out this life of faith. You believe that this world is not your permanent dwelling place, but merely a wilderness through which you are journeying to reach another place, an eternal homeland in heaven. You believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you of all your sins. You believe that Christ's perfect life of obedience has provided for each of you complete righteousness. So with the cross of Christ before your eyes, you are now journeying on, fully confident that when you reach the end of the journey, the gates of paradise are going to be standing wide open because Christ Himself has opened them for you. It is that faith that marked the beginning of your pilgrimage when you first became a Christian. It is that faith which marked the continuation of your journey as you continued to hear and learn God's Word. It is that faith that marks your presence here at Emmanuel, where you continue to prepare yourself for the journey that still lies ahead. You prepare yourself for the difficulties. By faith you prepare, by faith you journey on, and by faith you will reach the journey's end. You will reach Jesus, in whom you now place your faith. You will not be put to shame. Jesus will welcome you home. Onward, therefore, pilgrim brothers, onward with the cross, our aid. Bear its shame and fight its battle till we rest beneath its shade. We pray, Jesus, lead thou on till our rest is won. And although the way be cheerless, we will follow calm and fearless. Guide us by thy hand to our fatherland. And we conclude with verse 4 of hymn 481. We're going to be singing it to the tune of hymn 798. Hymn 481, verse 4.